We need to be strong and pay close attention. But not white! Woo! He can't even go into the building.
Well. Thank you very much for that warm greeting. Good afternoon, fellow inmates. Good afternoon, sister inmates. And hopefully this will get to those who are behind the wall from the people who are in front of the wall. Okay. My ego would really appreciate, or does really appreciate, all of the applause for me. And, you know, if I was a little unstable, I would have actually begin to think that this was about me. But it's not about me. It's about a group of individuals who have, through a lot of machinations, taken over WBAI's local station board and have actually taken over the network. When you look at what they've done and what they were refusing to let you hear, because if you hear it, you will see how the network has been taken over. So far, they've just isolated it to WBAI. But when you look at the litany of bodies that have gone down in order for them to get here, you begin to see that a certain pattern has developed. As Bob was saying, in over in KPFK, they got rid of the station manager, a South African woman. They got rid of the program director, Latino brother. They got rid of the afternoon talk show host, African-American male. They got rid of the person who co-anchored for the Informativo, the news organization, Latino male. They then got rid of the chief financial officer, African-American male. Then they came to New York. They tried to demand that Anthony Riddle terminate me. He refused to do it. So what they do, they moved him out and brought somebody else in who would. What is their goal? Who are the people that are behind this? When you begin to peel away the layers, you see that there's one individual in particular who has a lot of money, who has invested his money over the years to bring us to this moment that we are right now, where he is in effect in charge of the network. How many of you get emails from Steve Brown? How many of you gave Steve Brown your email address? What happens is that we have someone who, that's his business. He does public relations. He's a paid liar. And not only that, he lied so bad that they have blocked him from lying in 7 states. 7 attorneys general have said that he cannot do business in those states. There are some questions that you need to ask that will begin to, well, first of all, let me finish this. They did move Anthony Riddle aside, and then they fired me. And now they're beginning to pick off people on the station, and it's going to continue. This individual, Steve Brown, has embarked on a campaign that has lasted for at least 5 years, where he's written the most vile and nasty things about me, about Errol Maitland, primarily about black men. And he has been successful in winning the minds of people so that they're now exploiting what it is that he's has done. They exploited the financial problems that we have at BAI. Yes, we did have a financial problem, but all of the stations have a financial problem, and we were working out our problem. But there's some questions you need to ask them. Why is it that they have been bypassing process to get what they want done? She said, because they can. For instance, they're talking about process all the time. But yet, when they came to get me, they violated the process. There was a management evaluation committee that's supposed to evaluate management. Stephen Brown came into a secret meeting, and I say secret because only a few people knew what the agenda was going to be, and made a declaration that the Management Evaluation Committee is hereby dissolved. After that, he called for an on-the-spot evaluation of both me and Anthony Riddle. They demanded that Anthony Riddle fire me, and he didn't do it, so they recommended that I be terminated, all in contravention of the established rules. If they wanted, why didn't they follow the rules? Because they didn't want to take a chance on not achieving their goal. And their goal is to begin to change programming at WBAI and throughout the network. I have nothing against Chuck D or Rosie Perez, but this sounds vaguely familiar to what we always used to get, either a celebrity or an athlete coming in to be the face, to be the voice, to do the thinking for us. Chuck D doesn't even live in New York. He lives in Georgia, which means that they'll have to pipe him in somehow. And if he's going to be in Georgia, you can bet that one of the things that happens is we're not going to get a lot of local issues that we normally cover. And I'm not talking bad about him. He's probably a very nice fellow who's now being used by them to justify some of the moves that they want to make. So they throw out these names. They keep dropping these names so that they can win the minds and hearts of people. Something that they've been very good at doing, because there's all kinds of propaganda. Yesterday I was looking at an 18-page brochure put out by Stephen Brown talking about WBAI and the network. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? They've imposed the gag rule. The gag rule only works in one direction. If you're going to talk good about the station, then you can talk as much as you want. If you want to talk good about Pacifica, then there's anything you can say, it'll be okay. But if you want to be critical, if you want to raise questions, then you're gagged. But they haven't gagged you. You can speak. And you need to ask them some of these questions that have been raised about what it is that they're doing, how come this pattern has surfaced. Are you telling me that all of these people were no good? Or do you have something else in mind? So we need to get as much information as we can, spread it as wide and as far as we can. Don't believe the hype. Right now they got the, speaking of Chuck D, don't believe the hype. Right now they got the airwaves and they are closely managing what is being said. But they can't stop you from coming in and beginning to raise these questions so that more and more people can hear or at least question about what's going on. They said we had no listeners. Well, where did those people come from who contributed to this last fund drive? If we had no listeners, they wouldn't have been there for that. What we do have, though, is a lot of work ahead, and hopefully you will join us in that work because we need as many people as possible to come out and to find out what's happening. And once you find out what's happening, then the question has to be, are you going to support what it is that they're doing? They whipped up a frenzy by bringing first in Grace Aaron, who came in and told everybody how terrible things were, how bad things were, and how we're just about to close. And then they brought in the cavalry just in time to rescue us. And I know that most people gave money because they were really scared that the station was going to be closed down. And that's good. That's good that, you know, folks did respond. But this was all orchestrated. It was orchestrated primarily by one individual who plans to make money off of this in the future. He does a mail order, he does a mailing business where he winds up, I think he got about 15% of the nation's mailing. All of the junk mail, most of the junk mail that you receive comes from him. So he has an apparatus. He has an apparatus for getting out information, but he has no moral stature to make it correct, honest, and true information. So I'm just hoping that as we go along, there's going to be another fund drive in August. These questions need to be answered before that next fund drive. You need to have them answer why are they violating the rules to get what they want, and at the same time, talking about how there's no procedure. There were procedures in place, but they avoided them. They violated them. They stepped on them just to get what it is they want. Today I was listening to a report to the listener. Did many of you hear that?
Yes.
It sounded to me like deja vu all over again. After the last coup, Yatrice Lee came to the airwaves and also had a report to the listener. And some of the same people in there were saying the same things that they said today. Some people will do anything to get along. So you got to be able to weave and sift through the manure and come up with a good, I tried to keep it clean, and try to come up with a good rationale for what's going on. And then the question is, what are you going to do about it? And I hope that you will be better than many of the producers up at WBAI, that you will stand up and that you will make your voice be heard. Because if you continue to give to them, you are supporting what it is that they're doing. And I'm saying that part of it is racist, but a lot of it is motivated by profit. Steve Brown expects to profit quite a bit from all of this. So I'm glad that you folks came out. I know that there are a lot of other people who wish they could come out, but you have to be our ambassadors for this and help to spread the word, to get as many people as possible to understand what is going on, because I think that there's one thing that weaves most of BAI listeners together, and that is their abiding sense of honesty and justice and even process. I think that's one of the things that binds us, that we don't want to see evil done, that we want to make sure that people know about it so that they can make it stop. So once again, thank you very much for coming out. We do appreciate it. I tried to order some sunshine. I was doing pretty good until this afternoon, and then it went away somewhere. But the next time we come out, we're going to bring the sun and bring a lot of sunshine to this organization too, which is now operating in the shadows. So until next time, stay strong and pay close attention.